Last night's arrival of two more boatloads of asylum seekers will see the federal government overtake a record that had been held by the Howard government. Labor now presides over the largest annual intake of asylum seekers arriving by boat, with the number of arrivals so far this year coming in at 5,547. The government says it expects that a higher proportion of Sri Lankan and Afghan refugee claims will now be rejected, arguing that conditions in those two countries have improved. But Professor Amin Saikal, who heads the Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies at the Australian National University, told Alexandra Kirk that the measures used to judge whether Afghans should be granted refugee status are too restrictive.
Well, I think the information by and large is correct, and I think it does provide justification for some of the government policies. But what I'm really concerned about is specifically in relation to the status of Hazara, because the bulk of the asylum seekers who've come to Australia are made up of people from the Shiite sect of Islam in Afghanistan, which constitutes about 15 to 20% of the population. And as far as I understand, that the situation is not as desperate for the Hazara population of Afghanistan, or for that matter, the Shiite population of Afghanistan these days, as it has been in the past, particularly when the Taliban was ruling the country.
So what's your concern then?
My concern now is that the situation of the Hazaras are pretty much the same as many other groups in the country. And in fact, I think the Hazaras are having better security and more stability in the areas where they're concentrated than has been the case in the past. I think it singles out the Hazaras as a fairly deprived and dispossessed group. And what I'm basically trying to say that while that has been really the case in the past, but I think in the current situation in Afghanistan, the standing of the Hazaras has improved in the sense that they do have a share in the power structure in the country, and they have a share in the running of the government, and the areas that where they are concentrated, that is central Afghanistan and western Afghanistan, is relatively the most peaceful and secure areas in the country. And of course, the governor of Bamiyan, who herself is a Hazara and the first woman to become a governor in the history of Afghanistan, has important plans, not only for a cultural development, but also building a new city for the Hazaras. And the New Zealanders have deployed their troops, and they've done a very good job in the provincial reconstruction team that they are running.
Are you saying that it would be safer to return Hazaras to a number of areas in Afghanistan, safer than the guide suggests?
I think there is going to be no impediment, as far as I can see, for a return of the Hazaras to Afghanistan, provided that they are and they are willing to return to their areas where the concentration of the Hazaras is, that is in central Afghanistan and western Afghanistan, and those areas are fairly safe. Of course, if you do return the Hazaras to the southern and eastern province of Afghanistan, which is the hotbed of fighting between the Taliban and government forces and their international supporters, and then obviously their life would be more in danger.
So you don't think that Hazaras returning to areas where Hazaras are in a majority would face persecution?
I don't think so for a minute that would really happen.
You think then that the guide is too conservative when it comes to, you know, whether it's safe for Hazaras to return there to some areas of Afghanistan?
I think that is that's the case to a considerable extent, and if Hazaras return to provinces where the Hazaras form the majority, I think they can feel very safe, and at the same time, you're not going to really suffer any more than many other peoples in Afghanistan who are living, other ethnic groups or sectarian groups who are living in different parts of the country apart from the south and eastern Afghanistan, which is basically where the fighting is concentrated.
That's Professor Amin Saikal from the ANU Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies, speaking to Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.